Last week, our attention was drawn to a quote from the autobiography of C.S. Lewis, Surprised by Joy. And my dad mentioned that he found that book on top of the shelves of the library, and he was wondering who had read it. Well, I didn't tell him this, but it was my brother, Jeff. We came up a week before camp started, and Jeff brought that book into the room late at night, and I thought it was time to sleep, and he wanted to read to me. It's something that our family does. They find something they really like, and they feel the need to read it, and hope that we understand. And I do much better when I see the words in front of me, so I sit there, and I listen, and I do the best I can. But sometimes I don't. At the moment, I'm not as impressed as they are. So Jeff read late at night, and I knew what he was saying was good, but I wasn't quite sure. I had to look at it myself. And Jeff read me the last page of that book, and C.S. Lewis is writing about how he was saved and the joy that he had within him, but then how, after a while, you don't stay on that high level of, you're not always thrilled. And so he compared it to being lost in the forest. And he said, if you have a party of people that are lost in a forest, when they find that first sign that tells them where to go, there's a lot of rejoicing. And they're very happy. But then, as they find the path and they keep going down that path, then as they pass sign of marker after marker, the markers don't matter so much. It's where they're going that matters all the more. And I've been thinking about that lately. I'm so thankful for the sight we have of Jesus and the hope that we have one day being with him. And he gives us just a small taste of his glory as we wait before him. A few years ago, I had the chance to come here with a few friends during the winter time. When you go down to the lake is frozen. And if you sit down at the boathouse, you can hear coyotes in the distance over by the swamp to the north. and it's very dark. I mean, you think it's dark now, but you still have all of those summer homes that are lit up. And during the winter time, the lake is just pitch black. I remember one winter I came and I looked up at the sky and I thought to myself, I wonder what it was like that day when the shepherds were out and the angels came and told them that Jesus had been born. I tried to imagine that, and I guess we can't really imagine that. But we have an understanding, a small understanding, of what that glory of God is like. And so we can kind of, think about it and picture it, because we've had an experience with God ourselves, and now we know we've had a small taste for ourselves of what we have to look forward to. And in keeping with that, just now, the verses from Hebrews 12 came to mind. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I'm so thankful that we have that sight of Jesus and we have that hope within us.
I have a friend, oh such a friend, oh love, to him is given to guard me on my onward course and bring me safe to heaven. The eternal glories gleam afar to nerve my faith endeavor, so now to watch, to work, to war, and then to rest forever. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Praise God. But to keep the goal in mind, keep the goal in view, as Brother Matthew mentioned to us. Those eternal glories, we see them gleaming afar. God holds something before us of Jesus. He says, come, come after. And it gives us the courage that we need along the way. Lord, cause those glories to shine more brightly in our souls, Lord. Give us that sight of Jesus that will help us to get our eyes off of everything else. And will give us the courage that we need to press on after God. Lord, we thank you that you call us forward. You call us higher. And we're wanting to come, Lord. And we're reaching out to you, Jesus. We know you're pouring grace into our lives to bring us along. And Lord, tonight we pray that you'll help us to get that greater sight of Jesus that will bring us forward, deeper into God, we pray. We ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Lord of me, thou thinkest more of me.
The Lord is right here with us in this meeting. It's a little different than other meetings perhaps that we've had. But the Lord isn't confined to doing things one way or another. The important thing is that all of our eyes are on Jesus. Our hearts are listening for Him. And He's been speaking to us. As Sister Linda said, she received something from the Lord. Others here, no doubt, are hearing from the Lord. And so let's continue to thank Him and love Him, praise Him, yield ourselves to Him. Oh, hallelujah.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.